Happy Friday, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Again, I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama, and we're finishing up our study this week on drawing near to God. We've talked about some of the things that we want to do differently this year. I'm sure as everyone has their own resolutions that they want to do and accomplish in the new year. One of mine has been to try and be better at drawing near to God. And I hope that the things that we've studied this week have been beneficial to you. We've talked each day about something different about drawing near to God. We started Monday off with talking about the one that we draw near to, about the Lord God Almighty being that powerful and great, awesome God that He is, and how we can approach Him. He's an approachable God, and that He knows everything, and that He's always there, and that we can take comfort in being able to approach Him. We started Tuesday off talking about those being outside the body of Christ, which we all once were, on how we are able to get into the body of Christ and draw near to Him as sinners. And we must do that by coming through Christ and having our sins washed away through His blood, which is the will of God that He sent His Son as the perfect sacrifice so that we can be able to draw near to Him. We talked Wednesday about, as children of God, that our work's not done, that once we become Christians, we still need to be working towards drawing closer and closer to God each and every day, and that we have to come with that true heart, and that we have to have a great prayer life, and that we need to live godly each and every day of our lives. Yesterday, we asked the question on how near can we come to God, and we've concluded that we can come as close as we want to get to Him. And we talked about being near enough to be His friend, as He considered Abraham and other great people of faith in the Bible. We talked about becoming His children and being a child of God, and how we can find comfort in just getting the closer that we are to Him, the Father, that we can be safe in His arms. And then we talked about being near enough to be one with Him as His children. We can be one with Him, and we can be one with Christ. We finished the study this week talking about some of the results of drawing near to God. One of the great results for drawing near to God is it's just plain and simply, it's just good for us. It's good for us to draw near to our Lord and Savior. In Psalm 73 and verse 28, it says, "But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell all of your works." We need to make the Lord our refuge, and we need to be near Him and draw near to Him because it's good for us. If we're drawing closer to God, we're not going to be out doing things that we shouldn't be doing, and we're going to be less likely to sin. And when temptations arise, we're able to fight those because we're so close to God and He's there with us. And we're not far away from Him, where we're easily enticed into sinning, where the devil can get a hold of us. And another verse out of Psalm would be Psalm 65 and verse 4, where it says, "How blessed is the one whom you choose and bring near to you to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple." It's our choice on who we draw near to and who we bring ourselves close to. Are we drawing near to God, or are we having our hands on the world and drawing closer and closer to us? If we're doing that, as a result, we're going to be pulled further and further away from God, and we don't want to do that. Another result of drawing near to God, if we're drawing near to God, as we talked about earlier in the week, He's going to, in turn, draw near to us. And so that's just going to bring us closer and closer together. And that's a great thought, that if we're doing our part to be near Him, He wants us to be near Him because He wants to come to us. And so if we're doing our part, He's going to do His part and meet us in the middle and draw near to us as well. And then the final thought for today, when we think about the results of drawing near, when you think about being near someone, if you're around someone long enough, you're going to probably start having some of the same character traits and some of the same mannerisms or whatnot. Nearness leads to resemblance. When we think about 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, it says, "Be not deceived, bad company corrupts good morals." The things that we associate ourselves are going to be the kind of people and determine what kind of people we're going to be. If we're drawing near to God, we're going to be great people. And that's all the time we have for this week. I hope that you've had as much enjoyment out of this study as I have. Again, if you have any questions and you want to study with us, we'd love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Athens, Alabama. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.